So Nebuchadnezzar commanded the Jewish people, Shir Lanim Ashir Tzion, sing for us one of your songs from Zion. What do we respond? Eich Nashir Eshir Hashem O Admas Nichar. How can we sing the song of Hashem on foreign soil? We can't do it. It's just not possible. And the Psikta explains that when Nebuchadnezzar saw the Mashiach, the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, he demanded that they serenade him as he sat there feasting merrily over his victory. The Levim are having nothing of it. Without hesitating, they hang their precious musical instruments on the tree, and then they go and mutilate their fingers, making it impossible for them to play the stringed instruments. They did so much more than just saying no. They didn't flatly refuse to play. They just said that we can't. How can we sing the song of Hashem? We can't make any more music with these crippled hands. The Sforno says, how can we praise foreign idols with the songs with which we once sanctified Hashem? And Rav Hirsch. Hirsch says, Admas Necha doesn't mean foreign soil or alien soil, but the soil of the alien. Meaning the Bovel is inherently un-Jewish. This is a very Hirschian word. It's not non-Jewish. Admas Necha is not non-Jewish. It's un-Jewish. And it refers to this concept of what these things mean. Non-Jewish just means it's not Jewish. Un-Jewish means it's the opposite of everything that Judaism stands for. So whilst on a superficial level, reading the Psikta, it might seem they just created for themselves a nice excuse. Well, of course we can't play. We haven't got thumbs. Just bit them off. On a deeper level, it's the thing, it's impossible. We cannot do things that are a contradiction to our essence. Even in Galus, we're going to maintain our distinct and unique identity. We're going to preserve certain things as being the province of Eretz Yisrael. We understand that where we are right now is not where we're meant to be. It's not just that it's not ours, but it's the opposite of where we are meant to be. It is soil in which we know we ultimately cannot flourish, because it's like a plant being planted on soil that isn't good for it. Ich mashir eshir Hashem al admas necha. We can't do the kind of things we did back home in this place. This is something the Goyim, the Jews that were exiled, realized intuitively. For us, the Golus has been so long and so difficult. It's been 2,500 years since these events happened. Of course, over time, we've become very, very comfortable in Golus. Perhaps we would do well, certainly at this time of year, to remember those of us that are in Chutz Laaretz, it's Admas Nechar. It is soil which ultimately the antithesis of where we're meant to be. Eich Mashir Ashir Hashem. Ultimately, we have to maintain within ourselves the yearning to be able to get home, to be able to fulfill the Torah and our destiny to its fullest.